It was flies. Turning quickly, Robert tried to hold his stomach, but he couldn't. The small amount of food that he'd managed to eat came shooting back up out of his throat and hit the ground. Retching several times, he slowly turned his head and looked at his front door as it slowly creaked open. He knew he had to go in there. He had no choice. Trying to stand tall, he crept forward and pushed the door open. Almost like opening a sauna, he was hit with a full force of heat and the smell of rotting flesh. Spinning again, Robert threw up for a second time, and as he bent over, a thin tentacle wrapped around the doorframe and squeezed the wood. Looking up at the yellow and pink flowing tentacles, Robert's eyes began to water. The creature had taken over his home. It had been there for 5 days now, and each time he came home, the alien had become stronger and bigger. He had to enter. He believed he and his beloved dog, Matilda, a Valentine's Day gift from his late wife, would be killed, and he would not allow that to happen to her. As he entered, he held his breath. The humidity hit him again as the vision opened up in front of him. Hanging from the ceiling on hooks were open bodies. The creature hobbled across the floor, and with each move it made a creaking sound not too dissimilar to the sound of old leather. Robert tried to take it all in. Last night, the sheep he had brought home were alive. Now, they were all aligned in a row, dangling, their blood dripping on the floor. Robert watched the alien move. It had about 10 tentacles that held its main torso up. A huge eye rolled on a thick neck. A long arm dangled to its left, seemingly lifeless, and his right arm held Matilda tightly. Robert's eyes locked on his only true companion, and then down to the floor, wet with blood and flesh.
What the bloody hell have you been doing in my house? I only just cleaned the flaming carpet.
The alien slapped him across the face, causing Robert to drift across the living room and land in the corner, knocking over the beer can structure that he'd been making as a hobby. Robert looked at the mess.
It's taken me 2 years to build that. Do you know how long it took to build the real Sydney Harbour Bridge?
The alien shrugged and lifted an arm holding Matilda to the ceiling and pointed to the sheep. The eye looked at him, and Robert saw a slit open in the iris, and words came out.
Skins. Fool.
Robert closed his eyes, attempting to block the reality of what was happening. He then burped and got slapped again by the alien. Opening an eye, he saw the alien hobble to the back of the shack.